Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 15, 2007. I'm Joe Onderko. Over the next few minutes, we'll take a look back at last week's football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the weekend ahead. Week 2 of the 2007 season saw 6 games in the PAC, including 2 between conference rivals. The game of the night was in Washington as defending PAC champion Washington and Jefferson held off a late Geneva rally to post a season-opening 28-20 win. Westminster improved to 2-0 for the first time since 1997 as the Titans rolled to a 48-7 road victory at St. Vincent. Conference teams split 4 non-league games Saturday. Leading the way was Waynesburg, which overcame a 28-7 halftime deficit to improve to 2-0 with a 45-35 win at Worcester. Bethany won its season opener as the Bison recorded a 24-7 decision at Hiram. Grove City dropped its second straight contest to a 2006 NCAA playoff team as the Wolverines fell at Carnegie Mellon 16-6. Teal also dropped to 0-2, suffering a 34-7 home setback to Alfred. PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors went to freshman running back Robert Heller of Waynesburg, who set new school records with 46 carries for 277 yards and 6 touchdowns for the Yellow Jackets. Defensive laurels went to Bethany linebacker Bill Weinberg, who led the Bison with 12 tackles, including a sack. Kick returner Kevin Matthews of W&J earned special teams recognition after amassing 284 all-purpose yards against Geneva. This weekend, 3 conference games highlight the schedule, along with 2 non-league battles. Leading the way is the battle between longtime local rivals Geneva and Westminster, who renew acquaintances in New Wilmington at 1:30 p.m. It is the 110th all-time meeting in the series, which dates back to 1891, but the first since a 12-7 Westminster win in 2001. Titan head coach Jeff Hand, who grew up halfway between the two schools in Elwood City, talks about the history of the rivalry.
The rivalry speaks for itself. It's definitely something growing up in Western Pennsylvania that everybody was aware of. The date of that Geneva-Westminster game when I was a youngster was always known. The rivalry getting rekindled is something that everybody's excited about. We just wish that it was on a year when Geneva didn't have such a solid football team.
The first PAC game to count in the league standings will take place in Kentucky as Grove City looks for its first win of the season against Thomas Moore. Now in his 24th season leading his alma mater, Wolverine head coach Chris Smith talks about the matchup with the Saints.
Oh, they're off to a great start. You know, first-year head coach, and he's excited about what he's doing. The players are responding. Everything he has told them now has come true. It's a new year. It's a new beginning. So they're going to be challenging. Thomas Moore did beat a very good football team on the road and had a week off now to give them 2 weeks to prepare for our game, 2 weeks to get healthy. And so we have a big chore in front of us, not one that we won't be able to handle, but one that we must be prepared for.
The Grove City Thomas Moore contest will take place at Beechwood High School in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky, near the Thomas Moore campus at 1:30 p.m. All remaining Saint home games in 2007 will be played at Dixie Heights High School Stadium due to Thomas Moore's on-campus field being renovated. For first-year Saint head coach Jim Hilvert, the short-term pain of playing off-campus this year will be offset by the long-term gain of a brand-new facility.
Now they've broken ground. I guess it's been now 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. And as a matter of fact, every time you go out to practice, you kind of put a smile on your face because you see bulldozers and more improvements being done. And you get you get like that excitement, you know, as a coaching staff and just as a football team. Team morale is obviously very, very high when they see, you know, bulldozers and all the things that are going on around campus. And obviously having a new home on, home on campus and be able to play football games and have a new surface is going to be a huge benefit for us.
The final PAC matchup has St. Vincent traveling to Bethany at 1:30 p.m. It is the first ever meeting between the two programs. The Bison will be looking for their third consecutive win in a home opener. In non-league action, Washington and Jefferson looks to improve to 2-0 as the Presidents host Hanover at 1 p.m. W&J blanked the Panthers 35-0 in Indiana a year ago. Finally, Teal travels to Michigan to face Albion at 1 p.m. The Britons are 3-0 all-time against the Tomcats, including a 24-20 win in Greenville last year. Teal will look to avoid its first 0-3 start since 2001. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest PAC football scores, news, and statistics, log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org. I'm Joe Onderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.